Beyond the perks, why employee well-being is every employer's business. MedShield Consumer Advisory. In a fast-paced working world where emotional health matters as much as physical health, employers are under increasing pressure to ensure their people feel cared for, balanced and supported. Yet, the approach that successful organizations take towards well-being is evolving. The focus is shifting away from simple perks such as gym discounts, fruit bowls, and the annual wellness days offered by medical schemes, toward creating a culture in which an employee's overall health is treated as part of how the business is run. This shift matters because modern life has changed. The pace and demands placed on people have intensified, raising mental, financial, and social pressures alongside the physical ones. As workloads grow, so does the need for environments that support strong performance and genuine personal well-being, not one at the expense of the other. Well-being is bigger than the body. The key to this shift is simple. Well-being is holistic. Physical health is only one part of the bigger picture, and a reasonable approach would be to take care of the whole person. Comprehensive wellness should address physical well-being, a healthy body supported by exercise, good nutrition, adequate sleep and regular medical care. Mental well-being, psychological health that comes from managing stress, maintaining a positive outlook and feeling capable of handling life's challenges. Emotional well-being, the freedom to experience and express emotion in healthy ways, supported by satisfying relationships and a strong support system. Social well-being, a sense of belonging built on positive, connected relationships and being part of a community. Financial well-being, managing money effectively to reduce stress and afford both necessities and some of life's pleasures. Occupational well-being, finding purpose and fulfillment in work, with a sustainable work-life balance and a sense of accomplishment. The common theme across all six dimensions is that none can be treated in isolation. A wellness strategy that enhances one aspect while neglecting the others is not viable. From initiatives to a genuine culture of care, building well-being into the heart of an organization takes more than a single program. The strongest employers incorporate several commitments together. Health programs that promote physical health, such as access to gyms, fitness classes, on-site health screenings, and flu vaccinations. Mental health support that is real and reachable, including counseling services, mental health days, stress management workshops and employee assistance programs, EAPs, flexible work arrangements which encompass flexible hours, remote options and humane leave policies that help individuals balance work with their personal lives. A healthy work environment includes ergonomic, clean, and well-ventilated spaces, access to healthier food options, and firm policies against harassment and discrimination. Financial well-being support for financial education, retirement planning, and assistance that quietly eases the money stress affecting focus and health. Professional development such as training, career guidance and real opportunities to grow. Community and social engagement, incorporating team building, social events, volunteering and employee resource groups that build belonging. Recognition and reward SAC, acknowledging employee contributions in ways that motivate and affirm. Inclusive policies demonstrating clear commitments to diversity, equity and inclusion so every person feels valued. Open communication and feedback. Channels where people can speak up, feel heard, and stay informed about the support available to them. At the core of this principle is the idea that individuals should feel safe being human at work, to say when they are unwell, to ask for help, and to raise concerns without fear. That sense of psychological safety is increasingly what separates organizations that merely offer wellness from those that truly practice it. Globally, many organizations have embraced employee wellness and seen returns in productivity, morale, attendance, as well as reduced healthcare costs. Some companies are well known for their comprehensive programs that include mental health apps, educational reimbursements, support groups, fitness centers, on-site meals and wellness classes conducted at home. The value of a wellness program does not come from any single offering, but from the consistent and visible commitment that underpins it, including leaders who model healthy habits, support that people can access without stigma, and policies that are genuinely implemented. This principle applies to any organization, in any sector, regardless of its resources. Well-being is no longer optional. As more organizations recognize employee well-being as a cornerstone of success, investing in holistic wellness has moved from a luxury to a necessity. By integrating care into the company culture rather than treating it as an addition, businesses can demonstrate how proactive support and healthy environments lead to healthier, happier, and more productive people, and set a benchmark for others to follow. Ends. Author at MedShield Consumer Advisory Plus posts bio at MedShield Consumer Advisory Medical Aid Members. What you should do this week before tax season starts at MedShield Consumer Advisory before you sign. What every South African should know about medical schemes, medical insurance and the cover they really need at MedShield Consumer Advisory. Why youth is the most important time to invest in health. At MedShield Consumer Advisory, the pharmacy surprise. Why you're paying extra for prescriptions, and how to avoid it. Share on your socials.